find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
So I lost that one story. Which story did you want me to do? Did you want me to do that one about that club? Or do we take that out?
We took that out, but it's all okay. Right.
Well, you do the first story then.
Okay. So this is interesting. Metro UK is claiming that law enforcement officials are warning people not to buy knockoff perfume for Valentine's Day. And the reason that this is being said to not do is because London police actually raided a fake perfume factory, which is making knockoff perfumes and cologne with cyanide and actual toilet water and rat droppings. So hence the name Eau de Toilette. Who use the fake fragrances suffered from skin irritation, swelling, rashes, and burns. And unfortunately, many of these knockoffs were actually being sold online. So
great.
Ooh, yeah, rough. Man. You know what? My skin's pretty sensitive to most perfumes in general. Like, I can only use a little bit here and there. So now I'm just going to be concerned forever.
Yeah, I honestly, never going to buy perfumes online.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's a trusted company.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, you know the old saying, my dog ate my homework?
Okay.
How about this one? The bear ate my iPhone.
I thought you were going to say, like, an apple away keeps the doctor away.
No, not that. So the Daily Mail says a visitor to the Yancheng Wild Animal World Zoo over in China accidentally dropped their iPhone into the bear enclosure. The bear walked over after making a couple of calls, carried that phone off, and then zoo staffers eventually retrieved it. After making a lot of really long distance phone calls, the bear broke the phone and shoot it, and the internet is just going crazy over this. But basically, if you're going to try and take pictures of bears, you know, hold on to that phone. Maybe have like a little pop socket or something that you can hold on to.
That's the point of those things. But I really hope the bear did make a call, because I'd like to be on the receiving end of, like,
get a bear call. Bear, what are you doing calling me? I told you not to call me at this time of night.
No, it's been a while, man.
That's Coffee Talk for this morning.